News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03, and we do this two times a week now on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. And yes, it is Thursday. We visit with Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you again for getting up early and speaking with us and delivering a lot of very pertinent information as with regards to how Riley County's effort against the coronavirus is faring. Let's start off our discussion with some numbers. And it sounds like, Julie, things are a little more encouraging.
Yes, we have seen sort of a flattening of the curve, if you will. Our percent positive has come down pretty significantly from just 3 weeks ago. Actually, last week we were down to 13%. The week prior to that, we were down to 12%. So I'm kind of staying around there. We're at least in the teens, whereas 3 weeks ago we were in the 30%. So I like that, and I hope that continues. As of yesterday, we've had a total of 1,722 confirmed positives here in the county. And out of those, 591 are considered active, and 1,123 have recovered. We have had a total of 8 deaths here in the county, and we do have, as of yesterday, 3 COVID-positive patients in the hospital.
What are you hearing from some of our neighboring counties?
Yeah, so Pottawatomie County has seen a little bit of a spike here in the last week. They're, of course, monitoring those numbers. They were seeing a downward trend, but they saw a little bit of a spike. I don't think anything really significant. With Geary County, they've been seeing, a pretty steady downward trend as well. We do have meetings with them every Monday to update us on those numbers. So, we keep up to date with Geary County and Pottawatomie County as well as Fort Riley. And nothing much has come out of Fort Riley that's significant anyway as far as the spike in numbers or anything. We also, on those calls, we have Lacine Health Center and K-State, as we, of course, want to keep up to date with them as well.
Now, that's sounds encouraging there. One of the things, we talk about, the wearing a mask, and it's mandated here in Manhattan. And I think that that's something that a lot of folks from out of town that don't have those mask mandates in their communities, and I saw a friend of mine from Salina in town here the other day, and, they're like going, what's the deal with these masks here in Manhattan? And I said, well, we're taking some precautions that a lot of other communities aren't. And, how, from a statewide perspective, are you seeing that there's more of an effort on masks, or is that kind of, subsiding somewhat?
I think it varies definitely by county and certainly by what they're seeing in their counties. I know that when we do have people from out of town come in, they might be a little shocked when they come here, but we do have proper signage. Almost every business has some sort of sign, and you can just see, by the compliance of this citizens here that we are wearing masks, and it's kind of the trend here in the county. And statewide, I think it really just depends on where you're coming from and what the situation is there.
Yeah. And speaking of masks, today's Thursday, which means it's pickup day at the United Way in Colony Square. So, and if you've been making some masks, you can still drop some off. But I'm seeing more and more stores have quite a few masks available for sale.
Yes. Yep. And the Cons United Way still is offering they can take donations, and they also have free masks available. So, yes, be sure to stop by. I think they're available from noon until 3 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. Well, you've had some very successful testing opportunities, drive-through testing, and you set up another one for next week, and there are two opportunities. Tell us about those.
Sure. So we're excited to announce another free testing day. With the help of KDHE and the Kansas National Guard, we're able to offer that free testing next Thursday, October 1st. We'll be at the City Park Pavilion here in Manhattan from 7 until 10 a.m. We're also planning to be in Leonardville later that evening from 5 until 7 p.m. You don't have to have any symptoms or a doctor's order to be tested. You can just drive through and get tested. And there will be more details on our Facebook page and website.
What's the turnaround time on the results of those tests?
Last time it was about 4 to 5 days. So It was a little bit longer than what we were expecting. We were expecting about a two-day turnaround, but we had so many people that came through. We actually had over 500 people that came through that day, and so it took a little bit longer. Those do go to the state lab, so it took a little bit longer than what they were expecting. We let everyone know by Monday or Tuesday of that following week, so we're telling people now it's about a 4 to 5 day turnaround.
Okay. Well, it's been in the news here over the last few days. You know, let's talk a little bit about the Riley County Treasurer's Office. They had some employees that tested positive. And then we had a report about, half a dozen members of the staff at the Riley County Police Department have tested positive. And that obviously changes a lot of the work efforts, the duties that they are able to provide. Julie, tell us a little bit about what that process is and what an employer needs to do should he or she have an employee that tests positive.
Sure. I think the biggest thing there is communication. You know, we've made it, we put that message out to all of our department heads in the county that, you know, once you have somebody that's tested positive and they've let you know, please let us know. You don't have to tell us the name of the person. I mean, that doesn't need to be there, but we just need to know that you have an employee who tested positive. We can do some of the contact tracing with that department head. You know, that department head knows more about their employees than we do. And so with their help, we can actually go back and look at how many people they were around, the other employees that might be at risk, other customers that they could have come in contact with. So that communication is really key. If they let us know the minute they know, that's for the best, and it really helps to keep everyone safe and to reduce the spread. So we've asked all department heads to just let us know the minute that they know so we can help walk them through that process.
Well, we know the virus has no boundaries. You never know who's going to be coming down. And, you know, the comments that I have about, you know, the Treasurer's Office and RCPD are not an indictment against either of those two agencies. But, you know, there's been a number of businesses that have had to curtail their activities or maybe even shut down because they didn't have adequate staff in order to do the work that they need to do. So I think that, you know, and I think that there are a lot of people that try to hang a little, you know, black badge on some of these places where they've been having some problems, but that's not necessary. I mean, it's anybody can get it.
That's right. Yeah, it really has no boundaries. And even if you're very careful, you can still get it. And so we just want to make everyone aware that every place that you go, anyone who you come in contact with, just assume that they have the virus. And so really protect yourself, protect everyone else, wear that mask. Try to keep your distance. Really, that 6 foot of distance or further is really what's helping to keep us safe. That's a very important tool to use. So really try to keep your distance, avoid those crowded spaces, and, of course, use that hand sanitizer or wash your hands as often as you can.
Julie Gibbs, thank you so much again for joining us this morning here on KMAN. We greatly appreciate the information, and I know our listeners are very grateful to have some very pertinent details in a timely manner here by the efforts that you and the likes of Vivian and David Adams and others have done for us. So we're greatly thankful for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for all the support.
Appreciate your good work. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday next week.